It's a Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show, and as I call this, it's kind of like a homecoming. Half the people, I'm like, oh, I can see my family doing that.
And it's a family reunion.
It totally is for me. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. If you got something that's a little freaky, or maybe your friends say, dude, you're a freak, you can kind of come on, and we can let you know what we think about that. On the phone this morning from Beech Grove, Simone, hey, what is your story for Freak Show Friday?
Hi, so I've never called in before, and that should just tell you guys how much I love you, because I work at a salon, and we always listen to your station, and my friend had to convince me to call in and talk to you guys because of all the crazy stuff that you do. So, I called in a Freak Show Friday, and I guess I should give you a little bit of a backstory about why I'm calling here.
Okay.
So I grew up really, in a really poor situation. We didn't have a lot of money. I had only two shirts that I wore to school every day. Didn't have a winter coat. So my mom was a single mom.
Yeah.
And in order to feed all of us, she would just order a large fry. And me and my brother and sister, we would just share that large fry for dinner, and she wouldn't even eat it. That was just sort of the psychology of what I grew up under, to sort of give you guys a little bit of a backstory to that.
Okay.
So after I graduated cosmetology school and I was living on my own, I started doing this super couponing, couponing like crazy in order to save money. I use duct tape to fix everything. I don't buy anything unless it's on sale. I eat a lot of canned goods and stuff like that, you know, because that's always what's on super coupons.
Yeah, then like if you want to save money, you can pick a can up and throw it on the ground. Usually like you can save some cash on a dented can.
What?
Yeah. Depending on, certain stores still do that. Like, if you get, damaged goods or whatever.
True story, Alex. True story.
Wow.
Another great thing that I do to save money is I actually bake my food in the dishwasher.
Okay, what?
So that can save energy. Yeah. Like, if you get, a frozen lasagna or something like that, as long as it's sealed up really well, you can put it in the dishwasher, and it saves money on electricity, because then you can wash dishes in the bottom rack and cook your lasagna in the top rack. And
holy crap.
Saves a lot of energy.
Okay, you just answered a question. I'm like, wait, how is that saving money if you're just using it to cook? But you're multitasking. You're doing the dishes and cooking dinner.
Yep. You gotta cut those corners whenever you can.
I've never even heard of that.
Ew,
that's
that
crazy.
Me out.
Also my kids and I, we take baths in the same bath water. Like, we just use we fill up the rain water, by the way, because that's another way to save money. So I collect rainwater outside and then put it in the tub, and then we just go down the line and we all use the same water, because why waste all that money refilling a bathtub every time for all the kids?
Oh, so who has to take a bath last? Because I would hate to be that person.
It depends. You don't want the dirtiest kid to go first.
Right. Oh,
Mama, if that was me, I'd be like, Mommy or Daddy goes first.
Oh, okay. This is painful for me, but keep going.
The rainwater is really helpful. We'll use it for washing hands. I just set out a whole bunch of buckets and collect that. Recently, I mastered the art of dumpster diving. Have you guys ever heard of people doing that?
Like, for thrift shopping, or are you talking about actual food consumption?
No, if you go to a dumpster, there's actually perfectly good vegetables as well as clothing that you can find there.
Nope. It's a nope for me.
I've seen this before in the extreme couponing or some. Well, I don't know if it was couponing, but were they extreme people?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look, see, this is technically it is okay. They just got rid of it. But I'm like, oh, what if something touched it in the dumpster?
Yeah, that's what I'm scared of.
Well, it's just a lot of it is just these weird shelf life sort of things. They have to take stuff off of the grocery shelves, but it's perfectly good. They just take it out and you just go in the dumpster and then you get some really nice vegetables there. So they're just for free.
Okay.
There's also just really good meat that you can find right around Indianapolis. You just see something fresh and just scoop it up and take it home, and that's a really great way to save money. And
wait a minute, are you talking about roadkill?
Oh yeah, you find it on the road, it looks fresh, you shovel it up, and yeah, my kids really like possum.
Oh my God, Simone, no, that cannot be safe.
Well, I've had roadkill before.
You have not.
Yeah, I didn't make it, but I've had some before.
I feel like you would never do that.
Well, are you kidding me? I'm like white trash hillbilly. I grew up in the country. I have anything, but you got to be careful. It's got to be very, very fresh. Actually killed. You can't just be like, oh, that's been there for a few days. It's got to be like it just was struck.
What did you eat? Was it deer?
It has to be really fresh. Yeah.
I've had deer. No, I've tried possum. It wasn't fresh possum roadkill. Like it wasn't instantly there. It was like at a restaurant. But I've had deer as roadkill. Yeah, my buddy was able to like gut it up, mercifully put it down.
I am shooketh. No. Simone, I am worried for your kids with that.
Well, it's like careful, but they do love the possum. I mean, you're on my side. Like, you got it. Like,
everybody likes a taste. You got like beef, chicken, possum.
Good grief.
Yeah, it's just another one of the groups.
Okay, so that's all why your coworker wanted you to call us?
Well, mainly, so my coworker's been helping me over the past couple of weeks with one of my other projects. So that was one of the ways that she convinced me that I should call in. Because my thing recently is that I've been gathering from the salon. We've been gathering up the hair after a client. Have been, you know, visiting us, and I sweep it up, and she's been helping me gather it and then take it home.
Why would you want hair?
Well, you know, I always wanted those, like the down pillows and the really nice down comforters, but they're so expensive if you ever look for it. So I just started buying pillowcases and like just the empty duvet covers, and I fill them up with the hair, and it's actually really soft and really similar to like the down feathers. So I have just like a collection, and whenever I have guests stay the night, like they comment on the pillows like being really soft. And you know, it's not gross. I mean, it's hair, we all have it, and I know that it's clean because we wash it there at the salon, and there's so many other gross things, you know, that we could use besides hair. And I know where this came from, you know. I know that it's clean, and I just been bringing it home, and I'm almost halfway point with one of the duvets, and the pillows have been working.
What?
And I just think it's really, I think it's really smart. I think it's really money saving, and you know, I think I found like, I think I hacked a little secret for life, and you guys can thank me later.
Okay, my mouth is agape right now. There is no, why?
I'm creeped out by what you're talking about, Simone, but I think you bring up a point, though, and that's why I was going to ask you. It's like, oh, the hair's got to be dirty, but it is. It's clean. Like, you are cleaning the hair, so it's going to be, like, smelling nice and fresh, and whatever junk was in there, you probably killed it. So it is weird, though.
I feel like that would be so itchy. You know, and the
it's
fact
really
that your guests
soft,
don't know
though.
What it is, and they're like, your pillows are so soft.
It's really soft, and exactly, like, I know it's clean, you know, we clean the floors of our salon, we clean the client's hair, like, I know where it comes from, as opposed to, I don't know, whatever pillow you buy in a store, and you don't know where, like, that filling comes from or anything like that.
Simone, I mean, it grosses me out, it's not for me. I mean, you're definitely a freak, which is great for this segment that we do on the show every Friday, but I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, and by the way, send me that lasagna dishwasher recipe, please. I'd appreciate that.
For sure. Definitely, guys.
All right, Kay, thank you so much, Simone, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday. Wow, that was interesting.
I wonder if anyone else is like an extreme just kind of money saver like her, that if there are other people listening that do crazy things like that, does anyone else cook their dinners in the dishwasher?
I bet people listening right now, if they don't do it, they got family members like, oh, my grandma does this, or like my uncle does that.
Yeah.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let's hear if anybody else out there is like Simone, maybe not putting hair into a pillow necessarily.
Good
but
grief.
What are you doing to save some money? You know, kind of coupon out there. It's the Joe and Alex Show.